Okay, let's learn. Let's do some Daf Yomi. Okay, a few short things. I first want to return to something that we discussed in great detail on Monday. Just very, because this just struck me like a bolt of lightning when I learned the Gemara yesterday. Daf Yud Dalid Amid Aleph, or is it Yud Dalid Amid Beis? No, it's Yud Dalid Amid Beis. Now, so when we review what we learned, we just the Rosh Hashanah we discussed on Monday. On Monday, we discussed that we have indications of different places in Shas. Kriya Shema has a dual function. On the one hand, Kriya Shema is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. When one says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you're accepting the yoke of heaven. And Kriya Shema, on the other hand, also we have indications that it's a reference to Talmud Torah. We discussed this last week. It was the first thing that we discussed with Morin Daf Dalid. What's the proper way a person should recite Kriya Shema? He comes home from work, and what should he do? He should go to the Beis HaKnesses. And if he's Rogel Likrois, Koirei. In Rogel Lishnos, he's accustomed to learning Mishnayis, learn Mishnayis. And after he learns Chumash and Mishnayis, then he should recite Kriya Shema and Davin and go home and eat. So we ask the question, why are you learning before you're reciting Kriya Shema? When it comes to other mitzvot, you're not allowed to learn before you recite Kriya Shema. When it comes to Bedikas Chometz, when it comes to Mikra Megillah, when it comes to Achilas Matzah, you're not allowed to. You have a mitzvah to do. You do the mitzvah. You don't sit and learn Torah. What's going on? Why is Kriya Shema different than when it comes to other mitzvahs? So we explained. From here we see, the Mishnah Berurah says this, that Kriya Shema is Talmud Torah. The whole tafkid of Kriya Shema, v'shinantam v'dibarta bom, v'shinantam levanecha, and Adrav, the way you should prepare to fulfill the din of Talmud Torah and Kriya Shema is by immersing yourself in other forms of learning. And that will bring you to a higher degree of Talmud Torah, and you can conclude the mitzvah of Talmud Torah by reciting Kriya Shema. That's what we discussed last Monday. And then we discussed, but we have other indications, not like that. We have indications that the din of Kriya Shema has nothing to do with Talmud Torah. Kriya Shema is a din of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. And we gave different, I don't remember the examples that at hand, we gave it into what, and we are whole approach that we tried to explain was that what the idea that we tried to bring out was that there are two different types of Kriya Shema. There's Kriya Shema Shel Shachris and Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. The Kriya Shema Shel Shachris is a din of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, nothing to do with Talmud Torah, but the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is primarily focused on the din of Talmud Torah. You makabel, you makayim in the evening what you will makabel in the morning. That's what we discussed on Monday. Now the truth is, now even though I told this over to someone, and he told me, he gave me a very hard time. He told me, how can you say that? Kriya Shema is... So after discussing with him, I backed down a little bit. And I said to him, listen, I agree with you. In every Kriya Shema, there are two elements. There's Talmud Torah, and there is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. And I tried to refine my idea by saying, both Kriya Shemas have both. But what's the ikar? What's the ikar of Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim? What's the ikar, the primary focus of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? It's Talmud Torah. And the truth is, this idea really is brought out in yesterday's daf. Because yesterday's daf discusses the seder of the parashas of Kriya Shema. First thing we say is Shema. The next thing we say is V'hoyo im Shemoya, and the third parsha is Vayoymer. The Mishnah says in Rabbi Shimon Karcha, why is it that we say first V'shus V'hafta? So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Karcha says, why do we say V'shema before V'hoyo im Shemoya? So what are his words? First, you should be makabel oil malchus shemayim before you makabel the oil of mitzvahs. It's a Mishnah. That's what it says. That's what it says back in the Mishnah on the previous stuff. Well, let me read for you the words of Mishnah. Amar Yeshua ben Karcha, Lama kadma parsha Shema levahoyim Shemaya kedei sheyekabel olav oil malchus Shemaim techila viachach mekabel olav ol mitzos. Why do we say the hoyim Shemaya kedim levahoyimer shevahoyim Shemaya noeg bein viyamim alayil viyamim noeg elav viyamim alvar? Okay. On yesterday's daf, Daf Yudale, the Gemara says, guess what? I have another reason. Another reason why Shema comes before V'hoya, and why V'hoya comes before Vayoymer. And what's after the whole give and take in the Gemara, the Gemara's maskan is because in Shema, there are three different themes. Number one, learning Torah. Number two, teaching Torah. And number three, being mekayim the mitzvos of the Torah. V'dibar taba means learn Torah. V'shinantam levanecha is teach Torah. And tefillin and mezuzah is do the mitzvos of the Torah. The parasha of Hoya only has two. Only has do the mitzvos, tefillin and mezuzah, tefillin and mezuzah, and v'limadetem oisam esbenechem, teach Torah. Nowhere in the Hoya im Shemoa does it explicitly say to learn Torah. So the Hoya im Shemoa is secondary to the parasha of V'ohavta. V'ohavta, learn Torah, teach Torah, and do the mitzvahs. V'hoyim Shemoa, it only says, teach Torah, and do the mitzvahs. So, V'ohavta is three, and this two. What about Vayomer? Vayomer only has one. V'asisem is kol mitzvahs Hashem, do the mitzvahs. There is no mention in the last parasha of Vayomer of learning Torah and of teaching Torah. So the Gemara says the question, why do you have to have two reasons? Why does this opinion tell us this new a theme of why we have to have Shema, V'hoyim Shemoya, and Vayomer? It already said in the Mishnah that the reason why we have the reason why Shema comes before V'hoya is first Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim and then Kabbalas HaMitzvos. So the Gemara says, you're right. Chodo V'oid Komar. There's not only one reason for everything in the Torah. Sometimes there are many reasons. There's one reason, V'oid Komar. And there's another reason. There are two reasons why the parashios are in this order. But the truth is, this really fits very well in what we said on Monday. Because in Kriyashma, there are two dinim in Kriyashma. There's a din, the reason why you say Kriyashma, because Kriyashma is the ultimate kiyum of Talmud Torah. And there's another din in Kriyashma. There's a din of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. We try to suggest that in the morning the primary focus is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, and in the evening the primary focus is Talmud Torah. But they're really both there. They're both there, both in the morning, both in the evening, and the only question is which one is the primary, which one is secondary. When the Gemara tells us the order of the parashah, Shema V'choya Im Shemoya and Vayomer, tells us the order, the Gemara presents two reasons. The first reason of the Mishnah is when you focus on the theme of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. First, you mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, and then you mekabel the oil of mitzvos. Nothing to do with Talmud Torah. The second reason the Gemara is giving is the parasha of Shema has you learn Torah, you teach Torah, and you do what you learn. The second parasha of Vehoya, teach Torah and be mekayim what it says in the Torah. The third parasha, be mekayim what it says in the Torah. The Gemara is focusing on the other theme of Kriyashma, Talmud Torah. When you want to focus on Talmud Torah, you can't go tell me, oh, first be mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, then be mekabel Ol Mitzvos. What are you talking about? Kriyashma has nothing to do with Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim and Ol Mitzvos. Kriyashma is all about Talmud Torah. Oh, you want to focus, go in that track. You want to focus with that approach that it all has to do with Talmud Torah? Okay, if you want to focus on the Talmud Torah, the character of Kriyashma, the first parasha has all three. Learn, teach, and the Mekayim. Second only has two. But if you want to focus on the approach, on the theme, that the purpose of Kriyashma is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, that's the Mishnah's approach. First comes Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim before Kabbalas Oil of the Mitzvahs. So, it's the Gemara, indeed, Chodo Ve'oid Kamar. One explains the Seder Lefi Kabbalah, and the other explains the Seder Lefi, the Inyan of Talmud Torah. Eilu v'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. When you recite Kriyashma, you're doing two things: Talmud Torah and Kabbalas Ol. What's the Yikar? morning, night, even whatever it is, but you have both. When you have both, you have to know the reason of the Seder, whether it's Kabbalah, whether it's Torah, they can be explained with the two different reasons the Gemara gives. And now I'll go a step further. This I saw in a Sefer. I saw this, I think, in the Tzotze Tzashas. It's not called the Tzotze Ar. It's called the Tzotze Hashas, not the Tzotze Ar. It's a brand new, just came out 2 days ago. The Tzotze Hashas. So he says an incredible idea. He says, that's why you have two brachos before you recite Kriya Shema. What's the first bracha? Yotzer Oru V'Richoshech Oseh Shalom U'V'Riyas HaKol. And we begin to describe the heavens, the Or, the Aleph Beis, and then we describe the Malachim. What's the whole essence of the first bracha of Yotzer Oru V'Richoshech until you get to the very end, Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaMa'oros? It refers to the world, the cosmos. The whole bracha is focused on Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shemayim. We imitate how the Malachim are Mekabel Oil Malchus Shemayim. The most Meshuzel Ozel Hakdish Li Yotzram Benachas Shuach Besofa Verudu Venima. That's all part of the bracha, all part of the long bracha. Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shemayim. What's the second bracha? Ahava Rabba. What's Ahava Rabba? Torah. Talmud Torah. There are two brachos. Before you recite the Kriya Shema, you make two brachos. Because in Kriya Shema, there are two dinim. There's a din, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, and there's a din of Talmud Torah. For the Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, we make the first bracha, Yotzer Oru V'Richoshech, which concludes Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotzer HaMe'oros. And for the din Talmud Torah, that's inherent to Kriya Shema, we make the bracha Ahava Rabba. And the same thing for at night. And now we make the bracha Ahavas Oilam, Baruch Atah Hashem HaMa'ariv HaRavim, which also focuses on the heavens and the earth and the koyach of the Bria, which is Kabbalah. And then that's HaMa'ariv HaRavim. Then we come to Ahavas Oilam, which is Talmud Torah, which is Torah. So this goes, you see that this theme goes through and through. Sometimes you see in the Gemara Raios Berudos that the Torah, Kriya Shema is Talmud Torah. The Gemara in Daf Dalet, come to Beis HaKnesset, learn first. With another Gemara, what the Gemara Nedarim says, that if a person only says Kriya Shema by day and by night, he's Mekayim Talmud Torah. Huh, whoever said that saying Kriya Shema is Talmud Torah? Whoever says that, yes it is, obviously Kriya Shema is Talmud Torah, but it's also Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, clear as day. What's the Kavana? Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, or do you say the Kavana? Hashem was only Hashem today, by us, will we one day be like the entire world? That's the din of Talmud Torah. This theme comes out over and over in what is, there are two dinim, There are two times a day when we say it. There are two different brachos. There are two reasons for the seder of the parashos. It all comes back to the same yisoid. Kriya Shema has Kabbalah and has Torah.
Okay. So, according to the prologues, would the seder change though of the two brachos?
So you're saying yes in Kashami. Since I'm telling you the ikur at night is Talmud Torah,
and
so we should go first. The good kasha. Yes, good Kashami. This is more. I don't know the end. It's like, yeah, I hear what you're saying. Maybe there has to be some consistency. But you see more of an Indian of Talmud Torah at night than you see by day. You see a more focus. They both are there, both by day and by night. But if you look carefully, it appears there's more of a focus of Kabbalah by day, and there's more of a focus of Talmud Torah at night. Oh, but the Seder is in different order? Okay, it's Akasha. And everything is perfect. I don't have a perfect area. Okay, now I was going to go to a small idea. We spend Baruch Hashem in much Talmud and Minhagim. Daf Yudalid is the Daf for Minhag. Unfortunately, we can't go through it all now. There's a massive, massive Tosfos here on Daf Yudalid. And the Tosfos is focused because the Gemara says the Yomim Shehayochid Einoi Goymer Bohem Es HaHalal. Days when an individual does not recite the complete Halal. When does a Yochid not recite the complete Halal? So Pesach, the last 6 days of Pesach, Ma'isa Yodai Tovu Bayom V'Atem Ayim Shira. So we don't say Halal on the Yimei Pesach, the last days of Pesach. And when else? Rosh Chodesh. You don't say. So then Tosfos brings down for the Machzor Vitri. Okay, the Machzor Vitri is before the Rishonim, prior from the time of the Goinim, I assume. It says in the Machzor Vitri, let me read you just those few short words in this very massive Yes of Tosis, the Chosaf of B'machzor Vitri, Kavan. Why do we? If you're not reciting the entire Hallel, we skip two of the parak and we only say half. We only say we skip whatever. What why it's called Chati is another story. But we don't say it's not really Chati. So it's a lot more than Chati. But we leave out certain portions of Hallel. Because it's not to show that it's there's no obligation to recite. Nowhere does it say that you're mechuyev to recite Hallel Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is not a Yom Tov; it was taken away at the time of the Chet HaEgel. Rosh Chodesh was removed as a status of a Yom Tov. It appears.
In Charles' time, did they have it?
No, it was a Suda. They're a Suda, like we do today also. We make a little bit of a... It appears from Chazal that at the time of Matan Torah, Rosh Chodesh was a full-fledged Yom Tov, with an Isser Melacha, just like Pesach and Sukkot and Shavuos. It was a full... What?
How do you know it was Isser Melacha?
That's what appears. That's what appears from the Midrashim. The Chet HaEgel, of course, because the Chet HaEgel, it was taken away from us, and it will be restored to us la'asilavo. So, being that we once had it, and it will be restored, it's somewhere in the middle. So, bisman hazeh, we don't celebrate it as a full yamdav. You do malacha, but there's a token. We have to remember what it once was, what it will be once again in the future. So, it's a minor holiday. We do different things. You don't fast in Rosh Chodesh, you don't say Tachnun, and you don't. So some say that since the women did not contribute toward, the women have more of an Indian for Rosh, because since the women did not contribute to the ego, they were less guilty in the Chet Egel than the men, so they lost less than what we lost. So women preserve more of the essence of Rosh Chodesh by celebrating it more. Any of you wives have a custom not doing Malacha for half an hour?
No, not to do laundry.
Certain types, different customs. There are different customs. You don't do malacha for half an hour. Don't do laundry. Okay. Okay, fine.
Only 21.
It's a token. Kasa the chasa b'machzor vitrei state in the machzor vitrei. This was a sitter. Predates the Rishonim. Go back time of the Goyim. Probably in the I don't know the 9th century. The 7th century, one of the Goyim, the 9th, 10th century, 9th, 10th century, maybe a little bit before that time. Kevan she'ein el minog ba'olma, it's more than 1,000 years ago. Kevan she'ein el minog ba'olma loy mevarchinon aleha. You don't make a baracha on a minog. When you put the hairs of your beard in the sefer, you don't make a bracha. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvayisam v'tzivanu. To do this, you don't. So why do we say Chatzi Hallel? You can say Chatzi Hallel. What's the big deal? You're just saying some Pesukim in Tehillim. What's the big deal? It's a Minog. Rosh Chodesh. What it was, what it will be in the future, time of Mashiach, Noshim. Minog. It's a nice thing. It's a Minog. A Minog, you make a bracha on a Minog? Well, since when you make a bracha on a Minog?
Well,
what are you making a bracha? Machzav, don't make a bracha. Bracha levatala. Bracha levatala. So Tosfos here is mafalpel. No, there are certain minhagim which are on a higher madrega. Minhagim is a very broad, confusing area in halacha. Sometimes the minhag is a shtus. Sometimes it's so chamor, it's with a bracha. That's the other extreme. Minhag is oisel's gehenim. You play around with it. You're playing with gehenim. It's sacred. Okay, so this now, I just want to point out one other interesting thing which I saw.
Lubavitch, somebody told me yesterday.
Shlich
Tzibur based on.
Yeah, but not everyone else.
In fact, he told me a case who was davening there. Lubavitch guy came over to Shlich Tzibur.
To Moitzi him. Because if you're Lubavitch and you're davening somewhere else, the Shlich Tzibur Kavan to be Moitzi, unless you tell me Moitzi. Very good. And Echanami, so you do see there is variation. We obviously Ashkenazim here, we don't follow this. We do make a brach because we hold. I just want to point out something very interesting, which borders on this thing, which I saw. I was very, 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 very curious. We make a bracha, Berachas HaShachar, every day. So one of the brachas we make is Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara. All the Berachas HaShachar, they allude to Hechad Inyanim, allude to Tefillin, alludes to all these. But all the Berachas HaShachar are all referring to blessings that we derive benefit from. You wake up in the morning, Pokei HaChivrim. You thank Hashem that you can see. It's an incredible bracha. Zoykev Kefufim, you can stand up. It's an incredible thing. A person can stand up. All of these things, they're all benefits that a person senses and has pleasure, and you make a bracha. But then there are certain parts, brachas, which are not so clear. Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara. You crown the Jewish people with glory. What does that mean? What benefit? You put on a hat? Let's say I live in a hot place. I don't want to wear a hat. Let's say you live in a... One thing, you're going to make the bracha pakech rivim. That we agree. You're going to make the bracha zokef kefufim. You're going to make the bracha rok halaret salamayim. Because these brachas are universal. Less man the polig. Everyone needs to see. Everyone needs to walk on dry land. Everyone needs to stand up. And even Rahman is on a person that cannot see. So there's all questions. Does he make a bracha? It refers to mankind. But you don't have to wear a hat. Putting aside all the Kabbalistic and yanim of what it means, tefillin, you make a bracha on the tefillin, you make aloniach tefillin, amitas tefillin. So we're not talking about you kiss you till it's a remez, these are Kabbalistic and yanim. The brachas are established on the beer, the essentials. So what's the answer? So you're touching upon the answer. The answer is you must put on a hat. Because also you're not allowed to go be gili harosh. You're not allowed to walk around, at least when you make a bracha, when you say Hashem's name, you must wear a head covering. So even though maybe you live in a culture, you live in a society where not everyone wears a yarmulke the entire day, which is for work purposes, you're not mukhayev necessarily to wear a yarmulke the entire day, it all depends. But there are parts of the day where you must wear a yarmulke. Or really, must you? This is a hot issue. Is there a real chiyuv min haTorah, a real obligation to wear a head covering during the day, and especially during a time when you make a bracha? When you make a bracha, are you really mechuyev to cover your head when you make a bracha? Okay, of course, everyone does. That's accepted. It's accepted by Klal Yisrael. You must wear a head covering when you learn Torah and when you make a bracha. But is that a din de oraisa, a requirement, nichlalim de oraisa melokecha, you have to fear Kadosh Baruch Hu, or it's a custom? It's a very strong custom. It's not like a custom putting the hair of a beard in the sefer. That's not dealing with. We're dealing with the ultimate major league custom. Even more of a custom, even greater than saying halal on Rosh Chodesh. Saying halal on Rosh Chodesh is a very good custom, but putting on a head covering when you say Hashem's name, if it is only a custom and it's not the letter of the law, that's a major league custom, but it's still a custom. Maybe not. Maybe it's an obligation. So someone winning a raya, hear this? Someone winning a raya from the Machs of Vitri. The Machs of Vitri says you don't make a bracha when you say hal Rosh Chodesh. It's only a minuk. So you don't make a bracha. But even the Machs of Vitri agrees that you make a bracha when you say oiter Yisrael b'sifara. Why? Covering your head is only a custom. It must be. The Machs of Vitri holds that covering your head when you say Hashem's name is a chiyuv de oraisa. It's an obligation. Nichlal in v'oraisa me'elokecha ani Hashem. Because if it was only a custom, Chazal would never go so far in instituting the Birchas HaShachar to make a bracha for covering your head. What?
That's in between a chiyuv de oraisa and a minhag. There's a chiyuv de
rabbanan. So you want to make a new dargah. You want to make even among minhagim, so you're saying a chiddush. Maybe you're right. You're saying a chiddush. Even when it comes to people who think that the ultimate minhag is halal on Rosh Chodesh, because that's one of the rare minhagim where you make a bracha. You want to say there's even a higher minhag. Another oita yisrael covering your head when you make a bracha is also only a minhag. It's not a din d'oraisa.
I'm saying maybe if you're saying it's a halacha. The halacha could be
the
rabbanit, it's not...
What, cover your head? To cover your head, forget the bracha, Larry. What about covering your head?
Okay. It's something.
Let's have brachas
midrabbanan. Okay, it's something to think about. Okay, let me tell you two so some very very short things. First of all, we say every single day. It's a very very short verse. I like this very much. It's so very short. We say every single day Hashem Elokecha MS. Right? The Gemara makes a whole issue. Daf Yudal. You're not allowed to be mavzik between these two words. Hashem Elokecha and MS. What's the big deal? So it's a pasuk. The Gemara quotes a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. The Hashem Elokim MS. That became all of a sudden the halacha. You're not allowed to be mavzik. There's a beautiful drush. The drush is that Hashem Elokim, what does it mean Elokim? Hashem Elokeichem. That is an expression, so this in the Nitzotzei Hashas. This is a likut. He brings some other people. I can't always remember who he brings it from. It's a likut. Nitzotzei Hashas. Hashem Elokeichem is an expression that alludes to avoda. You serve, you bring a carbon to Hashem, your God. You daven to your God. When you say the word Hashem Elokeichem, you are evoking, you are trying to bring up an expression of avoda, prayer, service. Emes is a word, a term that refers to Torah. Emes kino v'al timkar. It's pasuk in Mishlei. Acquire emes and don't sell it. And according to Chazal, that means Torah. Torah emes. Moshe emes v'Torah say emes. It's based on pasuk in Mishlei. Emes is a code for Torah. When we have the halach Hashem Elokeichem emes, the deeper meaning is this Torah tefillah. This is a very big concept. That, as the Gemara said not so long ago, that one of the Amoraim, I would only daven in the place where I would learn. When we say every day in Kriya Shema, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, we have to remember that your learning is only as good as your davening. And your davening is only as good as your seriousness in learning. The two of Emes and Elokeichem cannot be separated. It's not, okay, I'm only going to learn, I'm not going to daven. I'm only going to daven, I'm not going to learn. An Orthodox Jew needs a blend, a synthesis between his appreciation of davening and his appreciation of learning. Okay, let me tell you another vart. This is a beautiful vart for a young Israel. Religious Zionism. The Gemara tells us about a very strange custom in Eretz Yisrael. They would start, Vayom Hashem Moshe Leimar, Daber Aleihem V'Amarta, Daber Al Bnei Yisrael V'Amarta Aleihem, and Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So the Gemara, that's what they did in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says, why in the world would they do this in Eretz Yisrael? Because there in Eretz Yisrael, they held that if you say, Vayomer Hashem, V'yamartalem, that's not called Haschola. Because if that would be called a significant start, you have no choice but to go to the very end. You must be mashtam. But we in Bavel, we don't hold from that. So really, we don't have to say the parsha at all at night. We can just go home. We don't have to say the parsha at all. So then the Gemara Sakash, so why then do we do it? Why then do we do it? Because they do it in Eretz Yisrael. They do it in Eretz Yisrael, but we have different, once we hold that it is called a start. So once we hold it's called a start, so we have no choice but to finish. So don't even start. It's only a minig Eretz Yisrael. So from here, the Mefarshim say, from here we learn a Merdik Yisod. You have to try to emulate what they do in Eretz Yisrael. Ki mitzioin teitzei soira. You have to be Zionistic. Don't think, no, this Eretz Yisrael, this America, you do what you do. The Gemara says that really, we got ourselves into a lot of trouble. Life would have been a lot easier if we just said, here's what you do. We don't do this in America. We don't do this over here. No, you do it, so we're lost to it. But once we do it, we have to follow our halachas, which got us into a lot of trouble, which required us to save the entire parasha. We got ourselves into trouble because we wanted just to preserve what they did in Eretz Yisrael. It's a beautiful idea that in the living chutzi aretz, you see in this Gemara, you have to shteltzu to Eretz Yisrael. You have to yearn to be part of the Torah Eretz Yisrael. Last part, this is a real gem. Real gem. Let me just everyone knows this story, and I'll just tell you something new that I learned yesterday, a new story. Everyone knows the story that someone came to Moshe Feinstein and was driving him crazy that the Bnei Torah don't know Diktok. They don't know how to read. They don't know Shvanach, Mishvanach, Kametzkat, and Kametzkadol. They don't know the difference between Uv and Uv. They don't know all the different Zalman Hena, and they don't know the Groshit, all these esoteric things about TikTok, they don't know from. Yeah, he's hacking a China commercial fight. So Rashi at the end said to him, I hear him, by the way, it's not TikTok, it's TikTok. It's a famous story. It's not TikTok, he's telling TikTok, 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 the Bach after TikTok, TikTok, they don't know TikTok. I hear what you said, it's TikTok. Miss Miller Ra, not Miller L. Okay, that's a famous story. Similar story from today's daf. A person came to the Chofetz Chaim and did the same exact thing. He must have been a Gilgal. He came to the Rabbi Yisrael, sorry, the Gilgal. He came to the Chofetz Chaim. I was driving the Chofetz Chaim crazy and saying to the Bnei Torah, they don't know TikTok. I'm a ratzim. They don't know anything. They don't know how to read. And he was telling him, so then he quoted us right, today's daf. This is not yesterday, this is today's daf. Hakariya Shema. When you read the Shema, Tzorich Ledaktik. TikTok, right? Ledaktik Be'osi Oseha. When you read the Shema, you must be precise in the letters. You got to know exactly how to read the letters. Ladakhic. So you see how important it is that the B'nai Torah should know dictum. So you have to spend much more time. You have to, section of school, you have to dedicate for dictum. So the Chas Chaim said to him as follows, you know, you're right. Hakoriya Shema, when you read the Shema, which means Talmud Torah, you have to learn. You have to learn, and you have to have dev diktok. But you have to have both. But the Gemara goes on to say, it says in Shulchan Aruch, let's say Korah, you read the Shema, v'loy diktek, and you would not medaktek. He just read it, like most of us. Just run through the Shema, you're not medaktek. Yotza. Says in Shulchan Aruch, b'diyavid yotz. Lechatchila, says in the Gemara, korei, tzorich ledaktik, maskim. But let's say you don't have both, you only have one. Kara, v'loy diktik. Yotza, b'diyavid. It's not ideal. Yotza. But Rav Chofetz Chaim said to him, but let's say you're medaktik, v'loy kara. You only have the diktuk and you don't have the kara. That for sure is lo yatsa. So those that want to go and make the diktuk into the ikar and the kriya into the tafel, that's going to have problems. Lo yatsa. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a nice day.